to more, you know, contemporary stuff because just, you know, what's going on and people are so, you know, mystified by this this odyssey that refuses to stop calling itself Charlie Sheen.
Absolutely, Charlie. It was good to see you a few weeks ago at your home. You are
Likewise, you are looking great
and you're completely clean, aren't you?
100%. You know, here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment.
And you're working out even a couple times a day sometimes.
Well, yeah, but there's only one time in the gym if you catch my drift, Alex. whatever. We're not live, are we?
No, we're live. Charlie, speaking of that, the media, you don't want to go there. You don't want to ever defend yourself, but you've told me privately most of the stuff, most of the names, it's not true. But what is going on with the women in your life?
The goddesses. Alex, the goddesses, let me just say this about the goddesses. I don't believe the term is good enough. But when you're bound by these terrestrial descriptions, you must use the best choice available, right?
Yes.
So if you think about it, dude, it's like I'm 0-for-3 with marriage, with nary an excuse, but like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie, never has. So what we all have is a marriage of the heart, of the hearts. And I, you know, to sully, to contaminate, or, you know, or radically disrespect this union with a shameful contract is something I will, yeah, you know, leave to the amateurs and the Bible grippers. The Bible grippers. And then I just got to add this. There was a whole firestorm yesterday about Brooke being, you know, a part of our crew. And this, let me just say this. This is all I'm going to say about it is that where there were four, there are now three. Bye-bye, Brooke. And good luck in your travels. You're going to need it badly. So
Brooke did go along with you, but she's not there now.
No, she's not there now, and we are, and I don't know, winning, anyone? Rhymes with winning, anyone? Yeah, that would be us. Sorry, man, didn't make the rules. Oops.
Well, Charlie, I've known you for six and a half years or so, and I knew you when you were completely clean, and then I've known you since. But the point is now, I've never seen you, when I was out at your house and talking to you on the phone, so energized as you are now. I mean, you're on fire, as Nails told the news yesterday. I mean, I agree with that description.
Well, I think it was Nails that said, and I was really, really flattered because he got it right, that I'm not, you know, he might be Nails, but I'm freaking bayonets, you know? I am battle-tested bayonets, bro, and I'm tired. I am so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second, and I'm not perfect and bitching and just delivering the goods at every freaking turn because look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls, you know? I'm dealing with soft targets, and it's just... You know, it's just strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee because I don't have time for these clowns. I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity. And, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives. And then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show. You know?
Wow, I am speechless. Later we're going to get into Apocalypse Now, but what comes to mind is when we were there a few weeks ago watching it in your home theater, when Colonel Kurtz is saying you can kill me, but
you
can't.
You have the right to kill me, but you do not have the right to judge me. Boom. That's the whole movie. That's life. That's life. There's nobility in that. There's focus. It's genuine. It's crystalline. It's pure. And it's available to everybody. Just shut your traps.
Tori Fredericking is back.
Put on your McDonald's, your vaccines, your Us Weekly, your TMZ, and the rest
of it.
You
went to Sharon, didn't you?
I did.
You
know,
you got the attendance board.
Yeah.
There comes a new life.
There it is. Someone in the red box.
This looks suicidal when you just got a say.
I knew it!
You know, anyway, we're getting off topic.
No, Charlie.
We don't care.
Is it fair
about the work thing? Bro. Work business,
put your hands in the air.
speculation.
Wow. Wrong again.
Take me home tonight.
Well, sure, let's go over that, because when I was there 2 weeks ago at your house, you looked great, totally clean. You were working out super hard. I went and worked out with you at that private gym. I mean, they put you through an incredible workout. You know, you're there exercising in the pool later, and you're saying, look, I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to go right now. And then they add the lie that, oh, you don't have a hernia. Well, you know what? I've seen your hernia. I've got the same hernia in my belly button. And your hernia was hurt, but again, you don't want to defend yourself on that and you know, tell folks the truth about it. But the point is that it seems like there's some people in your life that are trying to demonize you. They're doing these vanity cards, talking about how they're going to outlive you. It seems pretty darn aggressive.
Yeah, I didn't care about that vanity card. In fact, I went straight on with that one and just dispelled that. And that was actually, you know, one of the few compliments that clown has paid me in freaking almost a decade. But I'm excited to get back to work, and not to completely discount what you just talked about. It's just if I bring up these turds, these little homunculus losers, there's no reason to then, you know, bring them back into the fold, because I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night, and I will forget about them as the last image of them exits my beautiful home. And they will get out there and they will sell me, and then they will lose. And they will lose the rest of their lives as they think about me and my life the rest of their life. So it's just, there's no, it's, again, bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
But you're ready to go back to work right now.
Well, yeah, but Alex, I gotta tell you, man, and you know, I'm tired of being told, like, oh, you can't talk about that, you can't talk about that. Bull, S-H-I-T. Let me just say this, that it's nothing this side of deplorable that a certain Haim Levine, yeah, that's Chuck's real name, mistook this rock star for his own selfish exit strategy, bro. Check it, Alex. I embarrassed him in front of his children and the world by healing at a pace that his unevolved mind cannot process. Okay, last I checked, Haim, I've spent, I think, close to the last decade, I don't know, effortlessly and magically converting your tin cans into pure gold. And the gratitude I get is this charlatan chose not to do his job, which is to write. Clearly someone who believes he is above the law. Well, you've been warned, dude. Bring it.
Charlie, everybody that I know that knows you, and I know you well, talks about how behind the scenes you give incredible amounts of money to charity, you help people, you give things to everybody, you know, you go out and help firemen and school children. I mean, but genuinely are a nice guy, but you've always just let people attack you and lie about you. And in the years I've known you, and in the years people that have known you for decades, they say Charlie is on fire. And after he came out of what he's been in the last 7 months, he is not putting up with people trying to push him around anymore. Is that fair to say?
It's an understatement. You know, I'm sorry, man. I got magic and I got poetry at my fingertips, and I'm, you know, most of the time, and this is, you know, this includes naps. You know, I'm an F-18, bro, and I will destroy you in the air, and I will deploy my ordnance to the ground.
Are you going to announce your new tattoo here on air?
Yeah, why not? Because it's just pure and complete gnarlyisms. Yeah, I sat with two, F-18 Top Gun radical fire napalm dropping pilots in my movie theater watching the attack sequence, the chopper attack sequence on the beachhead to go surfing because they wanted to, and those people were in their way. And I was getting a tattoo during the death from above, and it was it's the banner from the death card that Kilgore is throwing on his victims. But there's also falling from it is the apple from the giving tree. There's my life. Deal with it. Oh wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye bye.
When are we going to see this tattoo?
Well, if my man Steve is listening, I'm sure it'll be headed to you in you know, just a matter of moments.
Well, that's awesome, Charlie. I know you've got some surprises coming up in the next few weeks, but we'll let you roll those surprises out. Moving on along here, Major League 3, your other two were giant hits, and I knew the inside baseball of some of the planning for that. You told me about it a while back, but now it looks like it's really starting to come together. Tell us about when we're going to be looking for Major League 3 and who's going to be in it.
Major League 3, I don't know. I haven't read it. I don't care. It's being directed and written by a genius named David Ward, who, won the Academy Award at 23 for writing The Sting. And it was his pen and his vision that created the classic that we know today as Major League. In fact, a lot of people think the movie's called Wild Thing, as they should. But whatever, I agreed to do it. There's one deal point that Jim Robinson, a wonderful man, and Morgan Creek, a great company, need to work out. If they want me in it, it's a smash. If they don't, it's a turd that opens on a tugboat.
Oh, boy, I tell you, because the word in the news is, all over the L.A. Times, New York Times, is that it's a done deal. You're in it, and it's coming.
Wow. Well, I didn't get that text yet, you know?
Well, as we know, the mainstream media gets a lot of things wrong, Charlie. A side issue.
No way. Those guys, damn.
Why did you decide to, basically unleash yourself here on this broadcast?
Because I'm just, I don't know, why give an interview when you can leave a warning, you know? But it's just not, I'm not fair game. I'm not a soft target. It's over. There's a new sheriff in town. And he has an army of assassins. Oh, we must speak of the Vatican assassins. Yes, I don't read anything after it comes out because I will not waste my precious time on such ridiculous nonsense. But I understand, according to you, that there was a lot of curiosity about the Vatican assassin. And I'm like, guys, it's right there in the thing. Duh, we work for the Pope. We murder people. We're Vatican assassins. How complicated can it be?
Oh, my gosh.
What they're not ready for is guys like you and I and Nails and all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life that we are high priest Vatican assassin warlocks. Boom. Print that, people. Let's see where that goes.
Oh, man, I tell you, Charlie, you, and of course, we could tell the inside baseball, it's kind of a sick joke for me. One of my sickest forms of entertainment is people that make stuff up about me, just the pure baloney. And one time I was at your house and I was showing him stuff where they're claiming that we work for the Pope and stuff, and me and Charlie are Vatican assassins. So that's kind of the roots of that for the media. And Charlie called the great San Francisco Giants closer when he was visiting his house. Brian Wilson. Hey, what was the full quote? You called him just awesome Vatican assassin.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because he's nothing shy of that, and it is his job to go out there and embarrass people, embarrass them, not just beat them, but embarrass them in the process. And he's as radical as you think he might be.
Now,
and if
of entertainment is people that make stuff up about me, just the pure baloney. And one time I was at your house and I was showing him stuff where they're claiming that we work for the Pope and stuff, and me and Charlie are Vatican assassins. So that's kind of the roots of that for the media. And Charlie called the great San Francisco Giants closer when he was visiting his house.
Brian Wilson.
Hey, what was the full quote? You called him just awesome Vatican assassin.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because he's nothing shy of that. And it is his job to go out there and embarrass people, embarrass them, not just beat them, but embarrass them in the process. And he's as radical as you think he might be.
Now,
and if I'm not just my dad and I'm, heading up the river to kill another part of me, which is Kurtz, I am every character in between, save for that little weirdo with his gut strapped in begging for water. That's not me. But, there are parts of me that are Dennis Hopper, because my motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you've got to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning.
Well, Charlie, I mean, I tell you, it is amazing. And I just appreciate you coming on today so folks can really hear the energized, unleashed Charlie Sheen. You wanted to talk about AA because, you know, when I was at your house, I said, man, great job being completely sober and, you know, how important
well,
it was.
But I can't use the word sober because that's a term from those people. And I'm just, I have cleansed myself. I closed my eyes and it's a nanosecond. I cured myself from this ridiculous model of disease and addiction and obsession. It's just the work of sissies. The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? This bootleg cult, you know, arrogantly referred to as Alcoholics Anonymous, Alex, supports a 5% success rate. My success rate is 100%. Do the math. Take, for instance, its founder, a desperate and, I don't know, broken-down plagiarist, stayed high on acid until the day he died. I can't seem to find that chapter in his silly book of lies. And then, Alex, try to get your mind around this as a fellow warrior deep in the trenches. Their entire manifesto is built upon a complete and total surrender, or the concept of complete and total surrender. They urge you to put down your sword and come join the winners. In 22 years, the only winners I could locate in their toothless warren were either driving a convertible van or living like trolls under some abandoned bridge. Another one of their stupid mottos, Alex, is don't be special, be one of us. Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you. There it is.
You sound like Thomas Jefferson.
Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. No, but I dare anyone to debate me on things. Debate me on AA right now. I have a disease? Bullshit, I cured it with my brain, with my mind. I'm cured. I'm done. Well, we all have to sit in here and touch ourselves and frown. Well, you know, you don't look like you're having a lot of fun. I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties and fly privately around the world. You know, it might be lonely up here, but I sure like the view, Alex.
Well, it happens when you become the top of your game. You know, it's a double meaning. It is lonely at the top, and then a lot of people do hate you, come after you, attack you. And I know for years you've just put up with it, but it sounds like you're done.
I'm done. I'm done. It's on. Bring it, as I say. I ain't hiding. You know? And if you're a part of my family, I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We want to, the media would certainly try to spin that. You mean?
Of course.
Wow. We're going to come back, Charlie. We only got two more points to get to, and then we're going to bring up a mutual friend and another.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Another Vatican assassin. This guy's got more notches on his belt than, I don't know who, Black Bart, you know?
So we're going to break here in a moment and let you take a break, but come right back to you, Charlie, for a few minutes. And then we're going to introduce him with you at the same time. Then we'll go on with him alone. But there are a few other points here. Jaws. Let's start talking about Jaws, how great that was. You thought to, a few days ago, go out on the Pacific Ocean in a big yacht while watching Jaws, and you said the horizon matched the television perfectly.
It was incredible. If you haven't done this, I urge you to make plans and do this tonight. What I wanted to do is I wanted to watch Jaws on the ocean in the dark and be afraid. I wanted to embrace the fear and relive the movie. What I didn't count on was it basically turned into Star Tours. It turned into 4D because there were moments during the Indianapolis speech, which is about looking fear right down the barrel, which nobody, you know, understands anymore, where their horizon matched ours. We were basically in the Orca listening to the speech. This is me not on drugs, bro. As I said, the first one's free, the next one goes in your mouth. So it was an incredible experience, and I felt, you know, I of course took full credit, but I had no idea that the fourth dimensional aspect of it would occur, and it occurred in such a magical sense that we all just sat there in awe, and with our jaws open.